Good afternoon, everyone. Or good morning, or good evening, depending where you're coming from. Oh, and some feedback. I'll stand over here. My name's Robert Hogg. I run a company called Black Marble in the UK. Don't hold that against me. And I'm with...
Hi, I'm James Croft. I'm a software developer at Black Marble, working on UX projects, UWP mainly. And I'm a Microsoft MVP in the Windows development.
So we're just going to have a conversation about a project we've done. So it is going to be kind of a lot about what we've done. But this is all UWP, and we're trying to show you what can be done with UWP, because we think a lot of people don't get how much you can do, okay? And yes, no, I still have absolutely no idea why my mini-me is shorter and fatter than everybody else's at Black Marble. Well, one of them I can guess, that's fine. So we're Black Marble, we're about 20 years old. I'm only showing this because I like the picture. So we built a product called TwoServe, which is basically a modern policing application. We were talking to some forces a few years ago, and the software provided to police forces is, oh, there's developers in the room, genuinely shoddy. I mean, really bad. You know, grey form solutions from the 1990s, and, you know, mobilising somebody with a Windows 95 app is not a future thing for the police. But this is what's happening. The poor applications, repackaged and resold.
Yeah.
So we looked at what we could do to help. Now, the police have a variety of different problems, and not least, they have what we're politely describe as a large number of heritage systems at the back. You could call it a legacy, but we heritage because it sounds nicer. Vintage, maybe, whatever you like. So we put basically an interface layer across their crime, their intelligence, their DVLA, DMV, car, fingerprint systems. And by providing a unified interface, we can then do unified search across all the systems. So we provide a HAZA and ISA relationships on every single interface type. So we can say, have you got a person? Have you got a vehicle? Have you got an address? And then we then structure the data into a canonical data format, which we then push up through our processing layer. That's the bit we're not talking about today. It's all very cool, all Azure-based, all the goodness of Microsoft. And then at the front, we have a very thick, rich UWP application. Now, there was a lot of discussions of whether we should make it very lightweight, but we wanted full online and offline capabilities. We wanted the users to feel... We wanted the users to genuinely feel like they were appreciated and loved. That sounds a bit of a lame comment, but it's truly genuine. I met a lot of these people, and, you know, I'm a soft, fat developer. Let's be fair about this. They're on the line, and they're putting their lives at risk day in, day out, and they're not getting what they need and not being done well, maybe genuinely angry. So I'm going to do something good for them. So we started on the joys of Windows 8 and 8.1, and we're really talking about our migration up to Windows 10 UWP and the differences that's made for us. The user experience was an interesting set of challenges. I think the description is police officers have very fat fingers and very short attention spans. And the reason is they want to be catching criminals, okay? They want to be doing a good job at actually doing something different. And they were so jaded by the fact that they had their children had better tech in their bedrooms than they were being issued out in the field. Take a whole pile of views on that. I mean, I'm making political statements now, I suspect, so I should calm down. But we looked at user experience in a completely different way. We looked at user experience about, look at training needs, look at user adoption. If you build something that's hard to use, they're not going to use it. Police, if given a choice, what they will use is their pocket notebook and worry about it later. If you don't provide something that works and deliver them value time and time and time again, they will not pick it up, they will not use it. Yeah. So our aim was to drop their average training time. So they, if you think that many of the forces we were talking to maybe had 10 or 15 systems the police were going to use, we wanted to provide one interface for everything. And the training time for most of those systems were 3 days each. we wanted an average training time of 20 minutes. All in. We're down to about an hour and a half. We don't think we can get it down to that, but our aim was 20 minutes. Maybe a bit too aggressive, but that's not too bad.
Yeah.
And then to deliver that wow factor, they actually felt that it wasn't just as good as everything else, it was a lot better. So we'll skip through some features because I suspect you're not into policing. That's not what we're here to talk about. So we built an around me, so you'll see a nice sort of map structure. These are incidents coming in from the command system in real time. If you select any of these, you'll then get all of the data from that incident. What's interesting, though, is if you actually look at that data, all the data is actually structured into reusable objects: people, vehicles, locations, officers, intelligence, crime, evidence.
Yeah.
So when you actually then start keeping moving through, we can reuse the data all the way through.
So as Robert was saying previously, with these heritage systems and the way that we use them, basically all of these have a different data structure. And we've got that layer in between, which is bringing all of that data into these canonical models, the person, location, vehicle, etc. And then we're displaying that in our application in a format that's easy for them to use.
So actually, I mean, just as a comment on this, they've never had anything like this. This is you get the same functionality on a phone, you can walk around, swap devices, we keep you a track. Now, we've effectively done what Rome did in the background, but now we can extend it onto other platforms much quicker, so we'll change to Rome shortly.
Yeah.
We then have a replacement for their pocket notebook. The police very nicely have sewn pockets on their police uniforms the size of a notebook that was designed during Victorian times, the 1890s. We thought maybe 100 years newer would be a bit better. You know, it's standard photos, videos, signatures, drawings. You can take witness statements. We make everything evidentiary correct by digitally signing everything. But one of the key things, though, is the inking controls that UWP provide.
Yeah.
So we've got all of the signing, all of the drawing. They literally are. We've just slapped an inking control on, and it does all the heavy lifting for us. And it is changing policing. So as of about 4 months ago, one force and three more are going in the same direction. All evidence collected for all crime is now through TwoServe and all using these controls.
Yeah.
They're stopping all physical collection of data. Because we have evidentiary correct paths in the back, that's more secure and faster. So this is probably the hard part to describe, so I'll do my best. The event dashboard is basically where you collect people and information, and then you can reuse it. So these are summary tiles. Under the tile is all the originating data. So if your crime record, your intelligence record, and all the things about your vehicle, all are under one tab. But most officers just need this. That's everything they need.
Yeah.
And what we're able to do is share that across users. So I could invite James and you and Liam, and actually you'd actually just get a toast notification, open up the event dashboard, and start adding data in. We can be in the same room, a different building somewhere else. It makes no difference. We're aiming for a 500 millisecond latency between all users, and we can run up to, I think, about 100,000 users on one event. It becomes unusable, but technically it's possible. We're going to do some different layouts for large-scale investigations. What this actually means, though, is on something like, this is being recorded, so I've got to be very careful, on a serious crime, such as a murder, you'll actually find that officers can be attending immediately, gather some data, other officers, senior commanders can be reviewing the data, detectives connected remotely. You can actually have the detective support now within 30 seconds anywhere in the forces that we work. And they can actually review 10 times as many cases as they used to, and then say, that one, I need to attend that one, and then go and see it. So they're getting higher rates of conviction and better turnout of the police. But all of this is UWP, all reusable controls.
Yeah.
The thing that surprises people is the mobile version. Yes, it's Windows Mobile. No laughter? Okay, that's fine. Allows us to still use everything. It's the same controls. What we use on the mobile, use on the desktop. And then the whole point that we originally asked for was to actually build a form solution, which we said, no, we're not going to build you a form solution. What we're going to allow you to do is just select the objects that are relevant, the connections, and then move on. So you just say, that person, that bag of drugs, that was the car, that was the arresting officer, that was the reason I stopped them, process, finished. An average form takes something like 5% of the normal time. And repeating forms are seconds.
One of the benefits in terms of what UWP can offer you, if you take a look at the UI, what you can see there is those controls, if you're a UWP developer, are not out-of-the-box controls. But because of the way that UWP is built, we can extend on top of that. And what we've done is basically taken those controls, added a validation layer on the top, and presented a new UI. But it's all still UWP. And these are reusable. As you can see, you know, we're reusing that drop-down box twice. You know, we've got some combo boxes and text boxes on there. But it's all powered through the Universal Windows platform.
The end answer that we've managed to do, though, is we've actually managed to deliver a crowdsourced data quality solution. So if I actually edit some data and push it back in, it will update the back-end system, all fully audited, all checked and balanced. So we can have 7,000 officers out actually using the system in real time and actually building up our data quality, because we get out and pull the data from a system, so they're not going to be entering James 700 times.
Yeah.
It'll be once or twice. The biggest value we've actually seen, though, is Continuum.
Yeah.
So you've got officers where we did some demos a couple of days ago, pulled up my X3, paired it with a Surface Hub, and then ran it in full screen mode in real time with the same fidelity as if it was running off a laptop. And I think even, I won't say if we were shown to, they were actually blown away because it did a really great job.
The thing with the Continuum is because we've built the responsive UI into our application, is how we can leverage that Continuum feature. We do nothing else other than having an application which scales both on mobile and desktop. I know it's something that Microsoft have said many, many times in previous builds, and you know, you'll hear it quite a lot, but that is the power of UWP. We can take our application from one device and put it on another, and it still works exactly the same.
All the way through. So once we actually came back into the joys of Windows 10 away from Windows 8, we're able to do more. We'll talk about that in a second. And then obviously we've done translation services and Cortana. Now in translation services, we allow statements to be taken in different languages, record the original, have the text, and show it in the officer's native language, save them hours of time for checking. Now, if they say, actually, we've taken the statement, we're going to still take you in for questioning, but it might be a witness statement, somebody passing by who actually wants to continue on their journey or their holiday. So they're able to do that in real time. But what's really been the most stunning is, and this is a truly lovely man called Andy Jipp, superintendent at CAMS. He was violently, I mean violently, against spending any time doing user experience. And he is now probably the biggest proponent of user experience in the police, because he's seen massive, massive savings in time and effort and delivery cost across all their forces. I cannot tell you enough. I mean, I can't draw a straight line with a ruler. I really am genuinely dreadful at design. Putting a really amazing, really slick user experience, your users will love it, and you'll sell more. It'll be better adopted. It'll be great. But we've gone beyond the traditional UX. We've looked at things like Surface Hub. So this is the same application that runs on my phone. But when it runs on a Surface Hub, it changes into a map view. Now with Surface Hub, we've actually done some unique features. First of all, we turned off all the touch, and then we turned off the pens, which we thought were key to actually running on Surface Hub. You look a little bit perplexed, fine. So if you look at Standard 2 Serve, it's fully audited on a per officer basis, whereas the Surface Hub is a multi-collaborative solution, correct? So what we've actually done is, as you come up and take a pen off the side, it pops up a dialogue, you write in your username, the back end will email you a PIN number, type in the PIN number, and then you've effectively logged into that pen. And we use two-factor authentication, so I can then be using the pen, James can come along, he can do the same, we can both be working on the same screen, but we're still total safe and secure auditing for the police.
Yeah.
And they totally love it. They're being rolled out into their command centers right now. And then, now you won't have heard this because nobody in Microsoft talks about this. It's a thing called HoloLens. No? Oh, for him. So HoloLens is all about putting 3D objects into space. Yep. So what we really decided we should be doing is putting 2D objects into space instead. So this is the same UWP application that runs on my phone, running in HoloLens, delivering a complete command and control experience. This is the same code. It is UWP. This is what we're trying to say. We've delivered on 4 platforms, the same application, the same way, and it works.
Yeah.
The slight difference is it runs in 3 windows. The large map, 30-foot high map, the event view on here, and then evidence stream coming in the side. And if we have 4 or 5 users, they share the window positions, but the data is on a per-user basis. So maybe you're the chief constable, you're very important, you have lots of data, and I'm a trainee, and I'll just see this is where you are, and that's all I see. So we have a security-trimmed, multi-user collaborative viewpoint. And the police adore it. This has already gone into trial in police forces in the UK.
Yeah, one of the good things about the way that UWP obviously works, and as Robert said, this application is the same application that was running on the desktop, tablet, etc., is because we know which device we're running on, we can tailor a unique experience to it. So you saw the Surface Hub was slightly different. HoloLens, again, we've got this multi-window experience. That's all, again, it's part of the UWP experience. And when you're developing these applications, these are features you can take advantage of out of the box.
And then just very quickly, technically it's not UWP, we're going to show you anything because it's kind of cool. We also built a HoloLens scene of crime tool. This is a proof of concept. The other one is actually going into production. And we actually allow, and we murder a designer for every demo. They're cheap, it's fine. And I'm sure dead people shouldn't smile. I'm really convinced of that. And what we actually allow you to do is put evidence markers down, capture images and video. So when we capture an image, we actually capture it exactly as you were looking and then leave it in that place in space, snap it down to an evidence marker, and then we can reconstruct the room from all that data. When we take a video, we leave a ribbon in space, and then we play the video back through the ribbon in space. So everything is thematic and contextual. So what did UWP actually ever do for us? We were able to deliver on 4 platforms, with the second platform taking about 10% of the effort of the first, and then 3, then 2. So HoloLens was actually a very cheap delivery in real terms.
Yeah.
Actually, it was based on the Service Hub version, if the truth must be told, because they're actually more closely related. There's no Hashif dependencies. We can actually, the code can self-determine what kind of device and the capabilities of the device. So if it's put on a tablet that has similar capabilities to the Service Hub, that'll just work.
Yeah.
And then high quality inking. And this is a really strange thing maybe, but the inking, look at inking, please, 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 look at inking. It is really awesome. It will change how people use your application. And it's performant. You know, we're getting a massive, massive application running on Windows Phone, no jokes. And it's we designed it to run on a phone and then on every other platform. Surface Hub does not have a lot of power. HoloLens is not a deeply powerful device, really. It's got good graphics, but the actual processing isn't deep. And UWP allows you to build of highly performant user experiences. And people are missing that trick, and it's easy to do as well.
Yeah.
So very quickly, what are the outcomes? We were awarded Partner of the Year for Windows, the best Windows app dev, 2015. I know why, and we're also another couple of awards as well. So we've got about 59 seconds. Are there any questions? Or was that too much? Silence. If you do have questions, we'll be around for the next few minutes. In which case, thank you very much for your time. Hope you had a nice time.